The Source Podcast is brought to you by TechPont, a San Antonio company that uses cutting-edge digital technology to elevate marketing and advertising campaigns while reporting on transparent, measurable results. Their custom-built marketing strategies offer complete digital solutions and management. TechPont strives to help businesses connect with customers and effectively grow businesses. More at TechPonte.com.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. For over 2 years, the iconic Plaza Guadalupe was fenced off from the community. Once vibrant space for the neighborhood events, concerns about crime motivated the installation of a chain link fence around it. The plaza is currently open to the public and available to rent, but programming is limited. We're talking about the future of Guadalupe Plaza, how to reinvigorate this very important space for San Antonio. We're joined by Shirley Gonzalez. She's the District 5 representative for San Antonio City Council. Siboney Diaz-Sanchez is a co-chair of the American Institute of Architects San Antonio Chapter of Latinos in Architecture. And Veronica Garcia is assistant director for the San Antonio Center City Development and Operations Department. Welcome all of you this afternoon. It's great to have you here. So Council Member Shirley Gonzalez, can you give us an update of what's happening with Guadalupe Plaza?
So thank you very much for having us and allowing us to talk about this this very important issue, all very dear to our hearts. So you gave the intro about what's been happening at the Guadalupe Plaza over the last couple of years. So what we did was we created a process where we have four community meetings. We engaged Latinos in Architecture to give us some ideas about how we can improve the plaza and improve the space. Part of that was for programming, and part of it was whether or not there should be a fence or whether or not how we might design it to be more aesthetically pleasing to the neighborhood. There was some desire of improving the playground there, so there's a playground kind of in one corner of the area that's primarily for small children. But it gave us an opportunity to really re-envision the space. So when the plaza was originally built in 1984. It was supposed to have been done in phases, and there was supposed to have been additional funding, but that funding never did transpire. And so as a result, it never has really had the vision for the space that it could have. And then different things happened over the years. Buildings were built that weren't consistent with that original plan. And so we had the opportunity to really look at the space. How does the plaza function? What else might we like to see there? And I thought it was a great collaboration of different parties thinking about how they love the plaza and the future of the plaza.
Siboney Diaz-Sanchez, can you talk about the role that the San Antonio Chapter of Latinos in Architecture is playing with Guadalupe Plaza?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I am co-chair, as you mentioned, of Latinos in Architecture Committee, and we were really brought on to listen to community. The chain link fence that you mentioned was put up without a whole lot of consideration of what community wanted, so our role was really to listen. For about three meetings, we listened to community, and it's important in community engagement to acknowledge that it is going to be difficult, that it is going to take time, and it's important to have multiple meetings in different formats to maximize opinions. And so we really wanted to hear what people had to say along with Francisco Gonima, and we realized that the concerns were really operational, programmatic issues and physical ones, and that really in order to revitalize the plaza, we needed all entities, the operator, that being Avenida Guadalupe Association and the City of San Antonio and the neighborhood to work together to make all of the changes possible to reactivate the space, because it became an issue about access and safety. And so our role on the committee was to listen and translate the needs of the community and come up with two conceptual plans for the City Council and City Councilwoman Gonzalez and the city to consider.
And Veronica Garcia with the San Antonio Center City Development and Operations Department, where do you see things moving with the plaza?
Yes, thank you. Thank you again for having us on your show. We are, we've done a lot of listening over the past several months, as Siboney and the councilwoman have talked about, and we are working with the Avenida Guadalupe Association. We are working still with Latinos in Architecture and Councilwoman Gonzalez's office and the community to see what are those next steps. We do have about $300,000 in community development block grant funds to use for physical improvements to the plaza. So based on all of the community input we've heard, we're looking at what that scope should be going forward. And that may include some enclosure around the playground area. There was a lot of consensus on that, as well as looking at some enhanced lighting in the space, possible shade structure, and just what else we can do in that space. We are also looking at some of the programming possibilities for the plaza. We did do some initial test programming this past fall. We had movie nights in the plaza, and each movie had just a few more people than the previous one, so people seemed to think that that was a good test to see what kind of programming we can do. And we heard lots of feedback from different people about what other options could be programming. We heard a desire for wellness activities, for arts and cultural programming, educational activities. And so we're looking at all that and also taking suggestions and looking for partners in the community who want to host events there. We can work with them to see about just continuing to activate that space.
The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You can join our conversation as we talk about what's happening with Plaza Guadalupe and what the future looks like for this important plaza here in San Antonio on the west side. Let's go to Sarah Gould. She has called in, and she's the director of the Museo de West Side. And Sarah Gould, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to provide a little historical context. San Antonio was founded by the Spanish, as we all know, and part of the Spanish law of the Indies was that any new settlements in the New World start with your church and your plaza, the plaza being the heart of the community, the church being the head of the community. And so in the center of San Antonio, we had both a military plaza and main plaza, Plaza de las Islas. At the turn of the century, what happened was there was a big turnover in terms of military plaza went from an open space to the side of the city government, to the city hall, and the property around Main Plaza saw a lot of turnover from Mexican families to Anglo-owned businesses. So that right there around the turn of the century, what you see is that two major public spaces in San Antonio were converted from previously Hispanic spaces to Anglo-dominated spaces. And so arguably, it wasn't until the creation of Plaza Guadalupe that a Mexican public space returned to San Antonio, and in particular was added to the Mexican-American dominant west side. And the way that the architects designed it, they put the plaza right on the axis of the church, Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is exactly the way that the Spanish did it. So they were taking this very old idea and reviving it on the west side as a cultural public space for the west side community.
All right, so, but Sarah Gould, with that background in mind, what do you see as an appropriate role for the plaza moving forward? Would a fence around it be a good thing?
I don't think so. And I think just if you think about what is the heart of the community, and I like to think of Plaza Guadalupe as the heart of the West Side, what we see in plazas around Latin America, including the American Southwest, is that they are not fenced in. They are open spaces. They're spaces that people can use for whatever outdoor activities they enjoy, including just sitting around, playing checkers, catching up with friends. Usually there's vendors there. So there is a lot of opportunity to revitalize this space and make it a really important center of the community once again. And right there on Plaza, on Guadalupe Street, you know, that was the heart of commercial endeavors on the west side. And unfortunately, that area started to go into economic decline, and not too long after World War II, in by the 50s, early 60s. And so it would be lovely to see that area come back as that commercial heart.
Right, and I think everyone kind of feels that same way. Shirley Gonzalez, I'm sure you would like to see a lot more economic activity in that area.
We would, and of course, I think Sarah gives a great example of how a plaza functions in a public space. However, this plaza was also designed to be a venue for the Avenida Guadalupe, and so they rent out the space for activities. It is a profit center for them.
Is that why it's fenced off?
That is
to keep people out of it unless they rent it.
Well, no, it can still be open and has always open. It was always intended to be open, but it could be closed in the event that you needed to have secured access. And so if there's concerts, you have an entry and an exit.
We have parks all around San Antonio that don't have fencing around its circumference.
But we have examples like La Villita that does have controlled access. And so both could be functional. I know that over the years, I have often dropped into the playground there at the Guadalupe with my children just on an off Tuesday afternoon. And at the time, I had a very negative experience of people, particularly adults, that were actively using drugs in that space and didn't feel safe and left. And so I think by bringing more attention to the plaza, activating it more at different times in the day with different community groups, that particular element could be removed from the space and it can turn back to the community as was intended.
So Veronica Garcia, are there any statistics about crime at the Plaza Guadalupe? That seems to be the big reason for putting in a fence.
Sure. We looked at some stats for crime around the plaza and they showed that they've gone down recently. That's hard to say exactly why that is, but as the councilwoman mentioned, bigger picture, it is open during the day, so it's not used exclusively for events. It's open right now from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we're looking at, based on the community feedback, extending those hours and making it open.
But the fence, the chain link fence, is still very visible when you approach it. It looks like, unless you are determined to go inside, that it's fenced off.
Right, but the main entrance and entrances into the plaza are open, and they are open for specified hours every day. And again, we're looking at extending that in the very near future. And we're looking at, as we make these improvements to the plaza based on the community feedback, the chain link fence will be removed. And what is the replacement? It's a much nicer design enclosure around the playground area. It's the main entrances that remain open at all times. And we look at what some other, beyond that, what are the bigger improvements that the space needs in order to really activate it and make it a more positive space
for asset for the
an
neighborhood
asset,
and
yes.
The entire San Antonio. It's a part of San Antonio. The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The source continues right after this as we talk about Plaza Guadalupe moving forward. Stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Plaza Guadalupe, an important part of San Antonio. I know I was able to see Pope give a service there when he was here in San Antonio. It was quite an event, very moving. We've had, I saw Rita Vidaldi gave her 80th birthday concert there. Many major events. Julian Castro recently announced he was running for president there. It's an important part of San Antonio. It's on the west side. It's on Avenida Guadalupe. And this is very important to a lot of people. So when you talk to folks about this, Shirley Gonzalez, District 5 City Council, what do they tell you? How do they feel about it?
So, of course, the feeling for the plaza, I think, is universal. It's the corazón de San Antonio. People have wonderful memories of going there as a child or having been more recently. But the area has been in decline over the years, and I think that's no secret. So part of the revitalization of the plaza is, I hope, a story for revitalization and perhaps redevelopment of all of that near west side of downtown. We have money in the bond to improve the bridges, Commerce, Buenavista, Guadalupe, UTSA, of course, their announcement and the desire to come a little bit more west. And I'm hoping to put additional dollars into a master plan for the area at just a real small footprint with the church, the plaza, the school there, the theater. We have lots of assets in the area, but they've also been working rather independently. So I'm hoping that this discussion has inspired us to look at this area again a little bit more closely. We know that this area was in the original crag of the city, the very original first 36 square miles. And so redeveloping it to the economic and residential corridor that it was always intended to be, that never quite has gotten there yet. So the Barrián was always designed to be an incubator for small businesses. And over the years, it came primarily social services. Some of the businesses and restaurants there have come and gone. The Guadalupanita was a restaurant there for a long time. Linda's is still there and has managed to stay in business for a while. So it's a great opportunity for education with UTSA coming forward and hopefully spurring the small business development that we need and have always been.
But the park right now, the plaza right now, has a lot of infrastructure and assets. It seems, you know, it's not at the end of life for all of the features that it has now. The park is very nice. It seems there's a lot of benches and it's clean and well maintained. So what changes do you want to see happening there, Siboney Diaz Sanchez?
So what we heard from the community, I personally have memories in the plaza, and I've had to divorce myself from that in wanting to listen to the community and what their priorities are. The bathrooms right now do not have ADA stalls. A lot of the grade changes are not up to city standards, and it is a city-owned property. So the plaza can get very hot, and access to shade is really, really needed and was voiced quite a bit. So even if the plaza was open, the hours in which and the months in which it could actually be occupied are limited by temperature. The lighting plan, there has been increased lighting. The Avenida Guadalupe Association has made a very strong effort in increasing the lighting levels of the areas, but not necessarily in the playground. So those are some of the physical area physical improvements. Right now, the stage doesn't have great acoustics. There are benches, but they don't have. There isn't a whole lot of varied types of seating. Imagine if the plaza and the center area had tables and chairs for people to gather if they were going to lunch in the area. And also the hours that were originally proposed were not allowing people to have access to the plaza before going into work or coming out of school. One of the things that we noticed in the public meetings was that we didn't have generational diversity in the input that we were getting from communities. So Latinos in Architecture went to Tafoya Middle School and during lunch to talk to students about how they felt about the space and when was the last time, you know, they occupied the plaza and what would make them want to go again. And they said having opportunities to play games, having different types of furniture, similar to what's at Hemisphere Park. And so having diverse activities within that main space and not just reserving it for the greater events that you were speaking to, like campaign, you know, organizations or special events like that. It needs to be it needs to be usable at a scale that can allow for daily activities.
I asked on social media, what would people like to see there? Some people said a farmer's market would be nice, yoga in the park type events. But it's very inhospitable to go to the park and see that fence and to say, oh, we're going to put in another fence. Why is the fence even part of the equation? You talk about crime. One deterrent to crime is use. Having people use the park, you know, people have phones. They know of the criminal activity. They can call the cops anytime they need them. You have to wonder, why is there a need for a fence? Shirley Gonzalez.
So the fence was always intended to be temporary while there was further discussion about what could happen there. The fences will come down. But I think I have to disagree with you about a couple of things. Part of the reason that the space wasn't getting used as much as it could have, because it speaks to some of the things that Siboney was talking about. There's no shade structures there. There used to be, but over time they got taken down, and it's really too hot most of the year to use the center of the space. The acoustics and that sort of thing have also have not been updated in many years, and the bathrooms were not accessible. So there was, and while there is some concern about whether or not there was a lot of crime in the area, there is also a sense of whether or not a person feels safe in the space. And that has nothing to do with crime stats. It's whether or not how one feels in the environment. And part of the problem with the plaza, which is why I'm asking for a potential redo of the entire space, is because there's a lot of nooks and crannies and you can't see. And so when you are on Brazos, you can't see activity in the plaza. And depending on where you are on Guadalupe Street or on El Paso, you can't see in the plaza either. And so part of those were, I think, a design change that happened early in the 80s that never did transpire. So there were supposed to be additional structures there so you had space surrounding it, and that never did happen. So I do believe that there could be a much better use of the space today, given the fact that there are a lot of places there where that are not visible from the street.
It was also a question, if I could just say, about operational rental rates and the rental processes from the operational standpoint. And so how could access to the plaza be better, be improved from the community standpoint in terms of reaching out to the avenida? And what is that relationship? It needs to be yes and, right? The users need to be involved
with
the organization.
So help me understand this. So the city owns the park, right?
Correct.
And then... But the Avenida Guadalupe rents it out.
Yes, we have a 20-year lease with the Avenida Guadalupe Association, and they have like management and maintenance responsibilities of the space.
And this Avenida Guadalupe is paid by the city to manage the space?
They get paid about $140,000 a year, and that's for management of about 7 different buildings within the
And how Guadalupe. Much do they pay for renting the space?
It varies on the hours and the usage.
No, how much does the Avenida Guadalupe pay? They release the space from the city. Is that like a flat rate?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I mean, who owns the space?
The city. The city of San Antonio.
Avenida Guadalupe has a lease on this contract.
Correct.
Okay, so who's paying who?
The city pays Avenida Guadalupe to maintain and manage the plaza space, as well as several
But then it's
other
walled off from the public.
No, I think so. The Avenida does collect fees from users of the space. So when you have an
and
event.
And they're paid by the city.
They're paid by the city to maintain the plaza, but 7 other properties, including the Parian and the office building that's next to it. So they're responsible for security, for maintenance of the space, and a couple of other things as well. But users of the space rent it. So I think there's also some misconception that it's a public park. It's not a public park. It is a venue space that's open to the public, a little bit different than a park, more like a library. But it's open to the public and people can come and go, but they also are required to maintain it, to keep it safe, also to then rent it out for events.
And programming, is there going to be programming coming to the Avenida? And it's not a public plaza, as you just said.
It's an open space, so it's more similar to a library than a park. That it's always open 24 hours. They still have to operate and maintain it. So, for example, some of our parks do have facilities where they rent, like at Roosevelt, they have a building that they can rent and that's paid. Also, some of the pavilions are also for rent at the city. So a little bit more like that than just.
But
a
there's no
space.
Incentive to try to have public events there.
So in this last 2 years, I requested $100,000 each year, so a total of $200,000 for programming for the space. So that means we're hoping to work with some nonprofits. We have the Westside Arts Coalition that we're trying to encourage to have activities there. We hope to work with the symphony, for example, to bring a concert to the space and to have a variety of programming. We've been working with the Davila Pharmacy, to bring in a health and wellness component as well. So try to a variety of activities in the plaza that perhaps we haven't seen before.
I think adding more health and human services, because that seemed to be really what the fence signified to a lot of people, was enclosure to create safety, when really it was ignoring the greater issue of
We heard that the crime stats are down. I don't know why there's this fixation on the crime. It seems, and that's kind of a stigma, an image with stigma to it that people have on the West Side. We should be talking about the positivity of this space and what an awesome historic area and the culture that's involved right there. And it seems to be a beautiful space with great energy.
It is, and it's all of those wonderful things. And the fence was also intended to improve the area. We know that there was $330,000 that we needed to do lighting, to do bathrooms.
So when's the fence coming
down?
To do
all that, should be down by now. It's open most hours.
It was there
the
yesterday.
Day.
So Shirley Gonzalez, a District 5 city council person, Siboney Diaz-Sanchez, which is with the American Institute of Architects, San Antonio Chapter of Latinos in Architecture, and Veronica Garcia is Assistant Director of the Center of City Development and Operations Department. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.